how it came up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just, you know, I think of things a lot. I think of one-liners, you know.
Might just comes out in vapor.
Well, I wouldn't think about your...
Well, jizz dust. Have you ever heard somebody called jizz dust before?
No.
That's hilarious. It's original. And it just, yeah. It just happened.
No, I think it just, I don't think it would, I think it just soaks
dust.
In.
I
soaks
mean,
in.
No, what happened, it's a solid. Over time, it erodes like a river.
Yeah. And then you think there's just dust residue.
Well,
left
then
over?
We, you know, me and Ellen get into the unit and we're cleaning it out and it's going
pull
in
the
our,
carpet and it just.
Oh, dude, the
floats and.
The amount of times.
Think that that's what you're thinking about when it's floating around like that.
Man, the weird part is, like, after you work on, like, when I was rebuilding pine, it was so bad. I would come home covered in, like, a, when I would take a shower.
Like a fine like white dust?
Slime. It was like a slime.
It looked like he got what, sneezed on.
What's no, that it was from? Like a slime. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was, it was the weirdest thing. It happened for a little, I think it was, like, I was using a lot of cleaners, a lot of bleaches, things like that.
Oh, so you were, like, poisoning yourself, hazardous, yeah. Hazardous waste.
Well, it was just, you know, at the time, it was just what I had to do.
Well, let's get this thing started. Episode 44. Industrious Podcast. Back from not Korea.
Not Korea. Kansas City. Did you go to the game?
No. I was gone. I came in. I flew in after the first game, and I flew out before the game yesterday.
You're such a hard worker.
I try. Alan, yeah. What's going on?
Oh, man. Just getting off of a business meeting with some good dudes.
Big stuff happening.
Good. Yeah, that was fun. I wasn't necessarily mentally prepared, but I took it all in. I usually don't say much anyway.
Where? Oh, at the business meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's, I know that if I, when I need you, you're there.
Yep. I'll say something if it needs to be said, I guess. I'm dressed because it's freezing cold down here.
I don't know, turn on my heater.
And, is it on? And so Brian doesn't keep the room.
I can't
at a comfortable temperature.
Times are tight.
But that's because
and I don't
it's
wanna...
not a used it's not a used space all the time. So
actually
I thought we were moving this thing upstairs anyway.
Hey man. Hey.
Change of plans?
Dude, I you know, dude, we have not changed plans at all. We've been going. We had some mix ups at the rentals. You know, typical day to day stuff, day to day landlord stuff, kinda what we talk. I don't know if this is
I don't know where we're going.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we got
kind
of busy.
Right now.
Got kind of busy.
Okay.
Well, obviously, my office upstairs is more organized, so we're going to reposition that. But, yeah, we've just been busy working elsewhere. I think my property, my needs come after my business.
Yeah. Typically. No, we'll get to it when we get to it.
But
it's not anything that's critical.
But I will get you some better heat down here or something.
Something. I'll just wear my coat.
I mean, you have the nice – you guys both, like, are some of the best-dressed individuals I've – it's crazy how
I put on this hat thinking about you this morning. I was like, oh, I'm going to see Brian today. I better put on his favorite hat.
Yeah. Did you wash it?
No. I don't wash my beanies ever.
I don't know if I like that hat anymore.
That's fine.
I don't know what it is. It was maybe the shirt.
Maybe it has jizz
combo.
Dust on it.
Jizz dust? I like that. Actually, today I like that jacket because it's gold.
You like gold? Oh, you do like gold.
Yeah, the Jaguar rims are gold.
Yeah, it's orange.
Did you hear about that? I got to do a little call out for a second.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the, are we going to talk about the side of the road?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Go.
So, you know, within tying our theme in, I know this is going to air this weekend, but, you know, part of me and Al, remember Daddy's Money?
Amen.
So I carried that forward. I created a new thing. Daddy's Money.
Okay.
I don't know what it really means, but just Daddy's Money. All right.
Most of the time, isn't it that you don't have a job and that you spend daddy's money?
I think he means it in the sense of daddy's money is going to fix things. So if there's a problem, just come holler at daddy and daddy's money will make it go away.
Oh, okay. Got it. That helps.
Daddy. But anyways, but then also my dad, you know, it's funny because everybody thinks that I come from daddy's money, which I don't. But I don't have to explain anything. Anyways, so staying on topic is huge. So... yeah. What about it? When I crashed my dad's car?
The Jaguar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
What do you mean you crashed it?
Well,
I saw you on the side of the road with that spare tire.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I was a little fuck. I do not have a fast car at the moment, and the Jeep really wasn't cutting it. I mean, I enjoy my Jeep cruises, but I just kind of needed, we had been snowed in for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the day after, I'm such an idiot. The day after we have a 2-week snowstorm, I go take that fucking car out.
Okay.
I don't know why my dad let me do it. Now he wasn't, I don't know why you let me do that, Dad. And I think he's like scared. And every time I come over there, he's like, "What's up?" Nothing, man. Just come to say what's
up. He really likes that car.
Actually, we're going to prepare to sell it.
Oh, okay.
But just because I...
Well, tell me about the accident. Tell me what happened. What got...
Oh, literally. So
what
was, after
what led
snows,
up to the picture of you on the side of the road without
snows,
the tire?
These, you know, after the snows, we talked about the road. Remember in the summer when the roads crack? Well, after the snow, you get potholes from the equipment and all that shit, right?
You know what it's from though, right?
Heavy equipment. Oh, same thing as the heat. You're fucking killing me right now. Condensation?
Yes.
I was going to say that first.
And then the water seeps into the cracks. Then it freezes.
Dude, this was a fucking hole this big.
Listen. Then it freezes. What does water do when it freezes?
Expands.
Correct. So what does that expansion do to the concrete?
Blows it up, apparently.
It blows it out and it makes it loose. There's chunks of road missing all over the city.
Anyways, I'm not used to that because I drive big trucks. And let me tell you, that was a $427 fucking tire. I'm not kidding, dude.
So did you blow it?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah,
you hit the pothole.
Dude, it blew, and then it still had some more pothole to go to make sure that the rim bent too. Like where the blow is, it's like perfect. And then the next like rotation over, it's like, I'm like, fuck, those are like 2-piece BBS. Like,
yeah.
And, so I go home to my dad and I'm like, I really fucked this one up. You know, I'm going to be honest. Cause I even told him like, I'm going to bring her back in better shape and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Bring her back full gas tank though.
You were going to wash it.
Yeah, dude. Like legit. Like I did. I was like, yeah. I'm going to wash it, dude. Like, yeah. It looks
vacuum.
Like anyways, like,
yeah.
Kinda, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And literally I'm like, boy, I fucked her. And I was like,
so did you come back with a spare tire on?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I did it all right. I didn't want to, Phoenix would have come pick me up, but I was like, nah. So then he was cool about it. He just goes, cause I was like, on my way home, I'm not being authentic, you know, not bullshitting whatsoever and
yeah.
taking my lick. And I'm like, all right, dude.
Well, how bad was it? Like well, how bad?
The tire.
No, I know that. But then how bad was the reaction from him?
Not at all.
Zero.
Like, I was like, he's like, well, are you going to fix it? And I was like, yep.
So no harm, no foul.
Yep. Well, see, I think he's a little nervous. He might say that, but like, seriously, I know.
Yeah, he's
like,
probably disappointed or pissed off or something.
But I tried to tell
him.
He thinks I was probably driving like an asshole. Like,
were you?
No, I wasn't actually. No, I was actually like under.
Not right then.
I told him that too. I said all the cars that I smoked on the way there passed me.
After you were on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how that fucking feels? When you blow past somebody going meow with the supercharged car and then you're fucking.
Yeah. It's hard to miss that thing with gold rims though.
And then I saw the Alki thing. Did you see the Miata kid with the snap, you know, he drove by, you know, the Miata kid's got his girlfriend in the car and you drive by her and your car's so sick. Got a neck injury from looking at it.
Oh no.
There's some, I don't know, Alki Miata kid thing. So I went ahead and hopped on one of the car forums and posted a picture and said, hey, Alki kid in the Miata, your roads suck. I did too.
No, it's that way all over the place. I don't even like hitting them with my truck. I feel like it's going to throw off the alignment just because they're so big.
Well, Whitey felt free to reach out to me and let me know how stupid I am. And he goes, you know, if you were in the big baller truck, you wouldn't have had that problem. And I said, that's the problem. I forgot what these are.
Yeah.
And then it literally came out. It was just, boom. Anyways, enough about fucking potholes and that shit.
I like it.
I got the everything's back in action. But we are going to do some work. So if anybody listens to the podcast and wants to be a Jaguar mechanic, hit me up. So what else?
Let's see. You know, I did hear something interesting today that made me rethink. You know, when I was listening to another podcast and I was learning about how invasive the internet actually is. I knew that they fall, you know, because when you do a Google search and then the next day or the next hour or the next 5 minutes, you know, you get the ads for whatever you searched on Instagram or Facebook or
oftentimes you don't even have to search. It hears you and it'll
correct.
It'll give you stuff.
And so that's kind of where I was going with, I learned that All the, I mean, and I'm sure everybody knows, and if they're not, if they don't know, then, I mean, if you don't care, I guess it's.
Well, think about it. Why don't you have everything? So I had a good one-on-one with a guy today, and I kind of want to spit some shit out real quick so I don't forget. Same guy I was talking about with the Justin Garcia is his name. I'm going to go ahead and give him a shout out because definitely an asset for us. He's got a brother-in-law in Zillow, and, you know, he's, you know, taught me about some commercial property, or land. If you're looking for land, look for a water line, okay? Then you have water, and that's the hardest thing to get. Or you can look for, if there's trees, there's probably a well. Electricity, solar. We're just talking about getting operational. Think about something under 200 square feet. You can get operational in weeks. You know, tiny houses, micro houses.
Holy shit. Things. I mean, you are not, are you even on the same track as us? You asked me what was next. I started bringing up a topic.
Sorry.
And you go back to waterline.
God damn.
And trees and property.
Micro transactional. So the new account, like I learned something about economics. So swear to God, this guy's legit, dude. He's talking about how like everything's micro transactional. So like, remember we were talking about how everything's getting more local?
Yes.
It's going to be more micro transactional. That's kind of how he put it.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that sticks.
You should write it down. Put it in your notes.
I will watch.
Get on your notes right now.
I watch myself.
Get on your notes and put it in there so we can talk about that as a whole subject.
Remember when I shut that YouTube? Remember I shut that episode down for that guy who got on his phone?
No, I know. But I'm asking you to put that in there so you don't forget, because otherwise next time you'll
forget. I have it stuck. I've said it more than three times. Microtransactional.
Okay.
So anyway. with the Google thing, are you bringing up the same thing they were talking on the news this morning about how they can't actually erase the Google timeline thing and they're constantly tracking you?
No.
Is that where you're going with it?
Well, it's not just that, but I'm learning more. I'm still in the middle of it, but I'm learning more about, you know, all your Android devices, your Alexas, your Samsung phone, all that shit. The camera's always working. The microphone's always working. Everything's always listening. And that even if your phone is off, they are uploading, I think it was something like 15 megabytes per minute of data, mm-hmm. just on your location, what, you know, talking about whatever, however that gets, you know, packaged up and downloaded into Google. And Google is the one. It's not just, you know, I'm sure Amazon got their own thing and Facebook's got their own thing. Facebook is coming from their platform. Amazon's probably coming from their platform, video, all their stuff that they do. But, and then all the web services that they provide. But Google's the one because it's the biggest search engine. I think it's 90% of the search.
Right.
And then outside of that, then they have blacklists where they can dictate what you can and cannot go to. Plus their suggestion box and how that's manipulated into, depending upon what you're searching. You know, it either takes it down a bad road or takes it down a positive road, but those search results will automatically populate with either positive or negative, depending upon kind of what you're looking at or what you're looking for. And then they're determining that if someone's already has conviction as far as their beliefs or how they feel about something, whether it be politics or anything for that matter, If out of undecided folks, those are the people they're going after by manipulating without realization.
What they see and whatnot.
What they see, what they read, what they look at, and just how Google not only does their own search engine, but then when you think you're safe or you're using Safari or you're using Bing using DuckDuckGo, though you might get different search results, but those are all referring back to Google's database and how there's certain websites that they will restrict. And I also heard that Google has even shut the internet down for 40 minutes to see if they could do it. Completely shut it down. They did it on a Saturday morning. And the reason they did it on a Saturday morning, which makes complete sense, is because if they shut the internet down on a Saturday, it's the only time during the week that all financial markets are closed. Because if they shut the internet down and it prohibited some sort of financial transaction, that's where they'd get in trouble. So by doing it on a Saturday, they were able to do it when the entire world, none of the financial markets are closed. Hmm. Or none of the financial markets are open. There's a window. Which made, I was like, okay, that makes sense. But I was just, I guess, you know, I knew that the search and all that stuff, and that's, I mean, they keep, you know, we keep seeing the videos and we keep seeing documentaries on how our data is being harvested and our, you know, where the product, you know.
Well, your data is worth about, at the time, there's a book called Algorithm This, and it was pretty interesting book that I went through. And dude, it talked about your data is worth, like, so for instance, like everything's, and why I got into microtransactional, because we were talking about subscription-based things. And kind of what me and Justin were talking about, what he told, what he said, and I thought was really cool. It all started with iTunes, 99 cents a song, right? So now we got all these subscription bases. Well, tell me this. How come TikTok doesn't charge a subscription fee, or Facebook or Instagram, right? Why don't they charge a subscription fee? Because your data's worth about $750 a year.
Yeah, but that's what took us 10 years to figure out.
I've known this shit for 10 fucking years. I've been trying to tell people this shit. That's why I got fucking shit.
Well, and it's
shit.
It's... You know, if you don't care, I mean, it's...
Well, it ties in with AI. It's algorithms. It's just the way of the future. Automation.
No, I understand algorithms. That. But and if you don't, you know, there's certain things that...
But listening...
I care and don't care.
To put a piece of tape over your computer when you're playing with your wiener.
Okay.
What do you want people to see?
I don't have a tape over mine.
But... I guess that I didn't realize how much... You know, as far as even when you're not using it.
Well, I think it's funny too, because, like, you know, talking about money so much or whatever, you talk to people and they're all sketched out with what you know, I wouldn't recommend texting, but, like, you know, when you're talking on the phone, they're like, oh my God, don't say that. And it's like, yeah, bro, they're so overwhelmed with data. Matter. The government is literally so overwhelmed with data. And I could.
They're not picking it out like that. It is accessible. If you ever everything. Do something that they're like, hey, we need to look into you, that data is going to be accessible. Gone. And this kind of brings me back, like, maybe 15 years ago to an organization I was a part of. And I remember being with these guys. You got a Nextel phone. You guys remember those Nextel
yep.
phones?
The walkie-talkies. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you I got was like... It was encrypted, you know, so basically if we needed to get in touch with each other, we had a phone number attached to it that we could text, but we also had a frequency that everybody was on. You knew direct connect at any time. And it was explained to me even back then, I was like, wow, dude, like, so any of our phones are just compromised. And this is back when we just had regular flip phones and Blackberries and stuff. So
15 years ago.
Yeah, right. Man, I can only imagine where the technology has gone since.
Yeah, no, it just makes me go, I mean, and I guess you're not at any harm if you're not necessarily doing anything bad. But at the same time, it just makes me curious as to, you know, if... My own thoughts and my own opinions have been manipulated to where I think the way I do because of something that...
You don't see it, though? I see it.
No, hey, like, I see that shit. That reminds me of...
Because I see shit pop up, and I'm like, dude, everybody's got those fucking wheels. You know, like...
No, but let me tell you, man, go ahead, Tyler. Let me
well,
finish
it. Well, it's mainly on, like, if you're searching for information. When you're searching for information, not looking for a product, but when you're searching for information, you're trying to find... news stories, and you don't know which news to believe, and you don't, you know, when you're searching for actual...
That's why you got to read books, though. You're not going to get...
I understand that, but think, you know, things that are going on right now, there's no book on current events that are happening right now.
I think that the current events lie in history. I'm with you. I'm not going
to... That's all I'm saying.
History tends to repeat itself.
I understand that that's how things, you know, kind of...
I think that's
in human nature, we're all going to end up doing the same things over and over again because that's just the way human nature works.
No, but I think, like, you're right, though. I'm agreeing with you because, like, if you want to find out the truth, you literally have to read a book on one topic to figure out what's going on with just that, then tie five other factors in, like, and the fact that people... Well, dude, I was watching this really cool psychologist last night, and, you know, we're coming into the age of entitlement. So speaking of Facebook and all that stuff... 20 years. So coming up, Facebook's around for 20 years. That's going to be the first people that have had their whole lives documented. Their whole life from the day they were born has been, not all of them, but, you know, a majority of them will have been documented thoroughly. Mm-hmm. Thoroughly.
There's people that have already been put into a box by social media. This is why I'm not on social media, man, because I've seen people show me that social media has dictated what political affiliate they're with, right? And they're like, I didn't put that there. It's reading me and telling the world who I am. And if I may just touch briefly on what you said about your thoughts being manipulated, I want to share something that really it really kind of gave me an eerie feeling a few weeks ago. I got a close friend. He came up here after Hurricane Katrina, and he's, you know, ever since he's been here, he's been pretty close with me, man, and he's doing pretty well up here. He likes it, you know, and it's a different world up here than what he's used to, but me and him, you know, irregardless, we're pretty close, right? One day, I was supposed to go meet up with him, and we touch bases periodically, and that morning, I remember talking to an older gentleman who was showing me on his phone. He's like, man, the world is just going to shit. Look at this. And he shows me on his phone. This is an older white guy. And he's showing me all these news articles. And one of them I remember was like, you know, black male throws three-year-old child off of balcony. And then like black guy throws coffee in white child's face. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? The world's going crazy. And I'm like, wow, that's eerie. But I don't really look at the news like that. I'm like, wow, you know, didn't really pay much attention to it. And then I go meet up with my friend and he's looking at the news and he's like, Al, he's like, what the fuck is going on with the world? And I'm like, I know, you're looking at the news, huh? It's just crazy. And he shows me his phone and it's like some picture of a black student who was made to put their face down through class because they're black in Alabama. And I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? Exact opposite for his situation. And I'm reflecting. I'm like, none of these stories sound real. None of them sound real. Let me tell you something.
Or they're just the ones that got covered. Let me tell you
something, dude. If we were in a place and we witnessed, say, a teacher say, hey, you put your head on the table all day long because you're black. Dude, I don't care how old you are. You're going to be like, no, this shit doesn't fly. It doesn't fly.
No.
Nowhere in America, dude. Nowhere. And on the other side, how do you know that this black guy is just throwing babies off a balcony because he's white? Like, the stories sound fake to me.
Oh, I don't look at the news at all.
It sounds like it's literally designed to manipulate certain minds to start fighting with each other. And I brought this up with my friend, and he gave me that look of like the light bulb just went off. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, dude. And sometimes, you know me, I speak cryptically sometimes because I don't really know how well my audience is going to take the message. So I try to lead them into things to make the light bulbs click on with them. And they're like, oh my God, dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had an incident where I was talking with a friend and I just thought, I don't know. I never met them. We were just talking on the phone and kept bringing up how I was a conservative, like Republican. And I kind of was like, not really.
Yeah, I'm not either, and people automatically assume.
Yeah, know? I'm not like that. I'm not. I kind of try to stay in my own box.
Yeah, exactly.
People want to talk shit to me about Trump. I'll tell you straight up. I've read every book. I've watched every documentary. I think he's a brilliant businessman. I think he's a human being. I think he's a dude. I know that his dad gave him $400 million for his first project. I know he's fucked up the Taj Mahal. I know that he's made some mistakes, but he kept persevering. And he started doing, you know, hundreds of million dollar deals when he was 27 years old. But he kept persevering. And then to have $4 billion and then to be president as just a caveat, just to want to finish your life off with a president. Why? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I'd be doing with that money.
Not being president.
Not fucking wanting to do that. Like the fact that he would make that anyone would make that sacrifice to be the president of the United States. Have you ever seen one of those funny things where they take a picture of the president at the beginning and a president at the end, and they're two different looking people.
Yeah, I know. I'm totally. Older. I can't wait to see Biden.
Oh fuck! I don't know if he's gonna make it.
I don't know.
I got like stressed out, man.
I'm having my
dad. If he's gonna look different.
I didn't know. I don't know if I told you this, but I'm probably gonna have my dad cryogenically frozen.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Okay,
it's been a plan. It's part of my. I was
good idea.
Well, I'm glad that you know. Fuck.
Does he know?
I told him.
Okay.
He don't really know when I'm fucking with him at all. He don't know when I'm serious, when I'm fucking with him.
I feel like this is leading into a Futurama episode.
That's what I was thinking about. Was like, yeah, he just kind of hangs out in the jar.
I guess to back to your point, I mean, that is, that part of it's true. And I guess, you know, through mining your data and knowing things about you, can they pick out the people that are unsure and the people that are maybe on the fence about things or the people that...
I wouldn't worry about that as much as are they looking for
tend to be get outraged
as what couldn't they go as far as calling someone an extremist now that they have these red flags?
They're already doing that, man.
Well, yeah. So you're going to say you're moderate, undecided. Like that's what about the people that like believe in their convictions? Are those people, you know, radicals? Are they? How are they? What are they doing with this data? I'm kind of curious now.
Well, see, that's the part that
because
that,
trends are true.
What they're trying to manipulate through you know, what you see, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I understand that.
To get you to fall in line with how they think the world should be. And I mean, I think that it's, you know, I don't think it's for necessarily for an evil purpose. It's for, you know, the idea that you know, oh, we know best of how the world's exactly. going to work. Exactly. So,
and they use a standard operating procedure so to get
there.
Yeah,
so we need to make sure everybody kind of falls in this swim lane so that the world's more peaceful and more harmonious. And
it is the most peaceful time in history.
I understand that.
Well, but this might not, be the calm before the storm, like, too. You know?
Well, it's funny, though. I think that what they're doing is almost kind of like what we all have, you know, we have groups that we have to be careful of to not create a mutiny. I think we all understand that. And what's funny, I think that they're trying a little too hard, and what they're doing is they're creating a mutiny, right? They're starting to piss people off.
They're creating such divisions.
Well, the thing is, they could go so far, that they actually bring us together, you know?
And well, like, hey, almost, man. But it almost seems like they're trying. I don't know. I mean,
now with the vaccine thing where I feel like a lot of people on the left and right are starting to be like, holy shit, dude, they're fucking with us. They're fucking with us.
Oh, when London just said, yeah, we're good, thanks. I was like, oh,
dude,
shit.
All over the world, man, you've got people that are protesting and uprising, dude.
Well, you got people telling me, I got people, everybody's unvaxxed, is getting sick.
Hey, listen, man, there's a guy I follow called Milspec Mojo. I'm sure people in the tactical world have heard of this guy. He's a very humble guy, he's a great dude, man. And I just actually recently found out, you know, he's a former Marine. He's a tactician instructor. He's worked with federal police and SWAT teams. I just found out that he's actually a resident here of Washington State, and he was with our law enforcement community, man. Over on west of Tacoma, somewhere else, Skokomish or something like that. But he just got fired because he won't take the vaccine. And he's cool with it, man. And I'm telling you, it broke my heart when I heard that, like, we lost an agent like that. But at the same time, because he's a good dude, man. And at the same time, it's a win because he is an example of one of those people that does not bend over his ideals. And one thing he even says, you know, when he announced this yesterday, he's like, you know what, man? If you're somebody in that position who's willing to just bend over to authority, what else are you willing to bend over and bend your ideals for? He's like, and he says the same thing I say. I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-choice, man, all the way. And this is America.
And that's the bottom.
You can't force me or anybody else to do anything. And I will, dude. I'll put on for
freedom.
Anybody.
It's about freedom. I mean, it is. Literally, people forget that people went to war and died for shit that wasn't like, we think we're fucking freaking out. Imagine if you went and got killed.
I think a lot of people are starting to have moments where they're like, uh-oh, I don't even know what I thought I knew, and I need to start relooking at some things, and before I open my mouth, just kind of just wait.
It seems a lot. See, that circles back to where we're at with the whole
social media.
Where can you go find it?
Well, you don't. That's what I'm saying. You got to read books. You got
to
create
your own fucking. Well, I think we need to talk to each other. And the more we get on quarantine and the more we're censored on social media and the more we're divided, the less we're talking to each other. But I think honestly, if we put people in a closet, you know, people that are claiming to be experts, but they clearly have a bias, right? Yeah. I think we have enough common sense to realize that. And the more that we have open dialogue with people that we disagree with on the local level rather than on the top level, we can't even talk to them. Or we tried to go to a council meeting and they wouldn't even let us in, man. Mm-hmm. And you can't even ask a question unless they
okay
it.
We were like 5 feet.
But you know who we can talk to? We could talk to Tyler. We could talk to ourselves. We could talk to our neighbors. We could talk to YouTube. And those are people that we can have dialogue with and hear your views and hear your experiences and take them seriously and honestly. And as long as we can have those dialogues, we can maintain that self-confidence and that freedom. But as soon as we start putting our worship into the government, oh, man, it's never proven to be a
good
thing.
Well, it's never worked in any of the countries. We've been to other countries where there's military rule or
it's no bueno,
you know,
man.
You especially, you've seen.
But you're not even necessarily, even if it wasn't the government, it's just your
whether it's a dictatorship.
I understand. Like, I understand your concept with the books, but like I said, current, up to date, what's happening right now, trying to figure out
doesn't fucking make sense.
So I think right now we need to turn it all off.
But you just pretty much go to sleep, take what you got, go to sleep, make some shit up, and probably what's happening.
So
it's the weirdest thing. The economy should have dropped 4 years ago.
Quick example here. You know, sugar, we all know what sugar is. You know, did you guys understand sugar is an antibiotic? It naturally sucks out bacteria.
Yeah.
So, for example, one of my things that I do is I help out a gentleman who has some medical issues, and one of those things, he's got diabetic ulcers on his leg, right? And they blister up and they open up, and they want to put him on antibiotics all the time. Antibiotics are not good, man. Nah. Especially when you're taking them all
the
time.
My friend just had the appendix deal was from
Here's the thing, man. Antibiotics. You can wrap those in sugar and change the bandages 4 or 5 times a day, wrap them in sugar, and it should only take about 3 days before they dry up and go away. Now tell me why the pharmaceutical company, knowing, dude, people know this. This is common information, and if you go out and look for it, you can find it. Tell me why the pharmaceutical industry would rather have you take an expensive pill that is probably going to do you harm rather than this commodity that we all have and is cheap to use to fix you up and send you on your way, you know, and then give you some information to make it so you don't come back. Because their bottom line, their business is for the population to be infirm, sick, ill, come see them, you know, return customers.
Well, they want their money. I mean, you want to lose weight? Get you some apple cider.
That's why they're pushing the free medical, man, because nothing is free. Those guys are going to get paid. They're going to get paid by government funds, by taxes, going to get forced out of us. In reality, some of us just know how to take care of ourselves. Imagine when people tell me about CDC guidelines and they're like, hey, the CDC says that you should wear a mask. I'm like, hey, did you know the CDC also says you should get 30 minutes of cardio a day? Did you listen to that fucking part?
Not
I doubt
smoke
it.
Cigarettes.
Doesn't look like it. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I don't need to wear a fucking mask and I don't need a vaccination because I run, I work out, I eat healthy, and I take care of my body and treat it like a temple. And I teach my family the same. And I teach my friends.
And you don't leave your
same.
House when you're sick.
Well, it depends on
as
how sick
I am. As much as
I
don't like that.
Well, that, I mean, yeah.
He does. He stays home. He stays home when he's sick. And
well, in the comment with the antibiotics, I mean, that. You know, that's a product, I think, of them. Yes, you know, capitalist economy, they make a product, they want you to use
it. Penicillin was the original.
But
that was like in early
1900s. At the same time, it's us as people that have decided that it's, you know, instead of going and working out, instead of
they'd rather take a
doing
pill.
That, it's easier to take a pill in the morning, don't have to worry about it, can go on about your day.
Well, it's answer searching. They're searching for people. It's like,
well, it's not an answer. It's just,
well, it's, no,
it's,
people
it's the crutch.
Easier, softer
it's,
way.
It's the easier, softer way.
People are evil and lazy.
Yeah. It's mainly, it's mainly lazy.
But yeah. Like, I don't know. I even think about, you know, with my ADHD, you know, dude, if I didn't have health insurance, I wouldn't have any medications. I couldn't afford it.
So then what would happen?
Well, it'd probably be a bump.
Whole nother episode.
Nah.
Whole nother episode.
It would.
I get. Yeah, it's not good. I got the ADHD. Not like. I got too much sometimes, and it comes at the wrong spot. Like.
Yeah.
If I'm at a movie, I just kind of want to scream some shit.
Okay.
You've seen it.
Well, let's wrap this up. I gotta say. Carly. Thank you to Carly.
Yes.
For the beanies.
I'm keeping my head and ears warm.
Love them. If I wasn't wearing one, I'd put it on. So thank you, Carly.
I didn't get
very
one.
Thoughtful of you, and we appreciate it. Thanks for all the links as well. What were we gonna say?
I didn't get one. I'm just kidding. Mine's on the way.
Okay.
Mine's got mine's gonna be a little different.
Okay. It says my name is Brian.
My name is Brian.
You were gonna say something.
No,
you lost that.
What?
Your ADHD.
Oh, yeah, about the ADHD. Yeah, I just kind of rambunctious, bro. Like, but as long as I can take that energy and put it to good use, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I'll be the first to admit that I was in fucking special ed classes and shit, but I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, but I've seen your picture of you as a kid, wherever that was. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Brother.
But no, my little lunch bag. I don't know where that ventured off. Yeah, I was a different kid, man.
You got a picture of you as a little kid with a lunch bag?
Yeah, from my private
school. I might
need
that. If you ever get in trouble, I'm going to show the media.
It's around here.
Yeah, it's a pretty fantastic picture.
I'd be like, he's a good boy. He's trying to finish school.
Right, so I got to take off again.
Okay.
So this is on you.
Yep.
So we'll do it again, pick back up where we leave off.
How long are you taking up for?
3 weeks.
How long were you just gone?
A week.
Going anywhere fancy?
No. San Francisco.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Close.
Bring
close
us back home. Some needles and feces.
I will.
But, yeah, we'll be fine, dude. I don't know if you saw the last episode, but it was
gotta fire. Get the poop app.
The poop app?
Yeah.
Is that a real fucking thing?
Yeah, it keeps me from finding human feces on the sidewalk just because I'm walking around.
Somebody's getting paid to go around.
We're talking about San Francisco and poop in the same sentence. I was like, whoa, bro.
Yeah. Well, it's there.
Hey, are you on the Industrious Podcast YouTube? Are you the one watching stuff about narcissists, or is that me?
That's you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Okay.
I was like, damn, dude, we should fucking talk. Cause I think my ex is a narcissist too.